In our beautiful gospel this morning, again, Jesus addresses this whole issue of external appearance, an external sort of cleansing, and the inside, the need to cleanse the inside, the change of heart. This, although you cleanse the outside of the cup, the inside you are filled with plunder. The Greek is harpage, and it's literally filled with graspingness. Graspingness. That implies a self-reference, which I think, dear people, St. John Paul II would agree with. St. John Paul II said the opposite of love is lust. And he wasn't just talking about steamy stuff. He was talking about love receives gratefully and gives. The opposite is graspingness. And so this interior cleansing requires some sort of letting go, some sort of letting things be. You experience this in your prayer, right? And trusting things to the heart of Jesus and letting them be. And giving him permission to do what he wishes. But there's a graspingness that comes in, wanting to make sure that his answer is going to be, or he's going to do with this, or it's going to have the effects. And so in Luke here today, Jesus gives as the remedy, he says, giving alms. There's something beautiful about his approach into, he's much rougher in Matthew. In Luke, he says, but give alms, and everything will be cleansed for you. But as you know, right, you can have a graspingness in giving alms. In fact, in Matthew, he says, when you give alms, don't blow your trumpet. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. Perhaps the answer is in St. Thomas Aquinas' definition for love. To will the good of the other, most people stop there. To will the good of the other, but Thomas says, as other. That I choose what is good for the other as their good, independent of what I get. And so let us beg God to show us how he wants to cleanse us there, so that we can be people who receive gratefully and be captured by the need of others, and let it determine the choices our heart makes.